Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Bring It to the Table. This is your man, Big Jazz, on Bring It to the Table. This is our year in review. Basically, everything that's been going on for the last 12 months leading down to the next 4 hours before 2014 is over. And we enter into 2015. So we'll take it all the way back to January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and so on. Talking about some events that has led up to these last 4 hours of 2014. How are everybody doing out there? Everybody all over the country, all over the world that's listening to the show and has been listening to the show since October of this year. So I thank everybody to listen to this show. Also, welcome everybody to listen to the Jazzy Life radio show since 2012. How was everybody's Christmas out there? I'm going to start with that. Christmas, for me, like I always say, is for the kids and for families to gather. Christmas brings out a lot, brings out joy, brings out pain, brings out stress, brings out a lot of things, brings out selfishness, because a lot of people really has failed to get the real meaning of Christmas. Over the years, a lot of things has turned to be commercial, but you know what? I love Christmas. I think that's the time of the year when you can exchange gifts with someone or decide that you don't want any. Just be around family. Festive time, holiday time. Great time ever since I was a little boy. Always enjoyed holidays. See, my birthday is the first week in January, so it's almost like a month of fun leading up to my birthday, all the way from Thanksgiving through the month of December, which leads into Christmas, then New Year's Eve. So we're here at New Year's Eve 2014. I am totally blessed to be with everybody here on Bring It to the Table. And you know I got some juicy stuff to bring to the table tonight. Our main topic tonight is, if you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? Where would you be? Who would you go and see? Who would you go and see? If you had 24 hours. What would you do? What was the last thing would you eat? If you had 24 hours. Not that you can escape from it, but you know that you have 24 hours and you're going to die in 24 hours. I couldn't have touched this topic 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I wouldn't have been able to touch this topic. I would have been scared of this topic. So if I'm talking to anybody that's in their 20s, early 30s, maybe even teens, this is not just topic to scare you. This is realistic. I'm a man of 41 years old. Dear Lord, say the same. I'll be 42 in a couple days. So, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable that I know if I had 24 hours to live, I couldn't even tell you what I would do right now. I couldn't tell you that. But if I had to, I would. Okay? Because I'm part of life, part of living. It's a part of dying. That's a part of life. You're born, and one day you're going to die. Some people live for a long time, but live for a short life. But in the end, they always say that it's short, and life is short. That's why I want to live until I'm in my 80s and 90s, because I want to be alive to be able to provide for my family, for my nieces, my nephews, my daughter, my mother, and also to be able to enjoy life. A lot of people don't enjoy life. A lot of people is just existing. Okay? That's not good. So our topic later is, if you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? Who would you even screw? Who would be the one person that you say, I want to have sex with, and she's going to have sex with you, or he's going to have sex with you, or whatever? 24 hours. What's the one basketball game that you would want to watch from the past? Football game from the past? What would be your favorite meal if you could lay everything out? Ain't that something? I want to be able to talk about this when I was younger, but I am now. So, listen. So what is everybody doing tonight? Tonight is New Year's Eve 2014. Everybody have their own way of celebrating, bringing into the new year. A lot of people go to church, bring it in the house of God. Some people go out and party, get limousines, hotel rooms, tuxedos, pretty dresses. Some people bar hop. Some people bring it in, having sex in their home. Some people bring it home, bring it in with their kids, with the whole family. You have your way of doing it. Popping bottles. Some people go out to Vegas. Some people is in squeeze tight in Times Square in New York City. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy in this life, man. Seriously. One thing I figured out about this life is that you have to keep on reinventing the wheel. You got to keep on challenging yourself, because it's your life. I ain't never seen nobody jump in the casket with somebody. Never. Once you gone, you gone. Ain't nobody coming with you. So I'm going to say responsible, of course. Don't care how old you is. My daughter's 21. She was excited the other day. I could hear it in her voice. Just letting her talk. Tell me her plans. She didn't get detailed, but more about what she's going to wear and maybe getting her hair done. She thought about this today. She's going to get a phone call from Dad today. She's going to get a phone call from me. I'm going to call her, hoping to God that she answered the phone. I'm going to talk to her about being responsible. I think she's a responsible young lady. Believe she's a responsible young lady. Have never gave me a problem. She's 21 years old, Grambling State University. But I'm almost thinking this is her first time really kind of stepping out on New Year's. And when she said it, she sounds so happy. So I must talk to her. I felt when I was her age and up, I had to be doing something on New Year's Eve. That was important to me. It didn't matter. I'm going to be real. And it was at times, if I didn't feel comfortable with a certain person coming in. I wouldn't bring it in with them. True. True shit. I'm talking about as far as my woman. Seriously. So, have fun. But be responsible. Like the young folks say, turn up. But be safe. You got to take a designated driver, somebody that don't drink that much or don't drink at all. You got to take a taxi cab. However you can get there and get home, be safe. I'm still deciding down to the last 4 hours. I want to go out. I think I deserve it. I think I deserve to go out there and have a good time. See, this is the thing about it. When you enjoy your life, you take care of your business, when you work hard, you can play hard, and that's bringing in the new year how you want. But it must be some responsibility there. As long as you're responsible, I don't have no problem how you do your thing. If you're responsible, you working, you allowed to. You are allowed to go out there and have a good time. Like they say, do you? We'll do a little bit of year in review. And we're going to start with sports. The Florida State Seminoles last year beat the Auburn Tigers. One of the greatest games I've seen in college. And you know what? That same Florida State University team is still undefeated. It's actually going to play tomorrow against Oregon. Ohio State against Alabama. Florida State and Jameis Winston, last year Heisman Trophy winner, beat Auburn. National Championship game, great game. A lot of arguments came from that from the last few years. So it turned into a playoff, so that's what we see going down tomorrow. The NFL in New York City turned out to be a great atmosphere, but the game was not that great. The Seattle Seahawks demolished the Denver Broncos. They sure did. They sure did. Peyton Manning and them didn't have nothing for that Seattle defense. They did their thing. Seattle beat Denver in the Super Bowl last year. So we almost close to Super Bowl last year. Tiger Woods didn't really have a good year. He was off and on last year. The San Antonio Spurs get their revenge back and beat the Miami Heat in the finals, in the NBA finals. So that was actually, I think it was they beat them. They did it in five. So from there, that kind of sent LeBron backpacking to Cleveland. It's been an interesting year. It's all together. this year has brought race to the forefront. Race relationships in this country here is between blacks and whites and other nationalities that have and have not. President Obama in a lot of views has had a shaky year. He has tried to do everything he can do, but dealing with a lot of setbacks when it comes to doing what he needed to do, which Republicans. So I could say that politically, the Democrats have had a real tough year. I heard a report earlier about blacks struggling when it came to getting big roles in movies. Jamie Foxx was speaking on it earlier that only certain artists get, certain actors get it, or actresses get it, but they're coming slim. Denzel had a big year, big movie this year, The Equalizer. Give it up for him. Denzel always doing his thing. So that was a big movie for him. This has been a real shaky year, but a lot of talent is going towards reality TV for these people, but a lot of them is actually making a fool of themselves. On a previous show earlier, we was talking about, telling everybody about the conspiracy with Bill Cosby. And that brings that to the forefront in this year in review. What went down with Bill Cosby, I'm not going to sit here and say that Bill Cosby did not rape any of the women. I'm not going to get into that. I wasn't there. I hope he didn't. Bill Cosby was got together with a group of black business people that was going to come and rescue and take over NBC. But like I said before, you know what that would have did for them. That would have skyrocketed. Skyrocketed. That would have skyrocketed black executives in television, gave them a leap. The powers that be at NBC didn't want that. So Bill Cosby started asking around, yo. And that's when these allegations just came out. Once again, I'm not going to say he did it. I hope he did. Ask yourself, why is black actresses not getting big roles? Has race come to the forefront? Race has definitely came to the forefront this year. This year has definitely been a year of putting everything on the table. With the Ferguson, Missouri case and Michael Brown, to the Eric Garner case in New York City, this has been a critical year. So is black actresses and actors, are they afraid for their job? Is that the reason why they don't speak out? I've seen an article earlier where Nicki Minaj came out. She said, Nicki Minaj thinks black artists like Kanye West are afraid to take political stance. A little bit of it. In times of crisis, there are always cries for artists to be more vocal, even when there is an abundance of gripping protest music. Is it? Nicki Minaj has answers. Sway, in a new feature story of Rolling Stone magazine, addresses head-on for some black performers to take political stance. Look what happened to Kanye West, she points out, referring to West's infamous claim that then President George W. Bush didn't care about black folks during Hurricane Katrina. Telethon. Yeah, remember that? Like it was yesterday. People told him to apologize to Bush, but Nas continued. He was the unofficial spokesman for hip-hop, and he got torn apart. And now you haven't heard him speaking about these murders or these other incidents. And it's sad because how many times can you be made to feel horrible for caring about your people? Let's finish on. In the story, Nicki Minaj touches on her abortion that has haunted her and all her life and working relationship with Wes and promoting positive body image for young girls. Body parts. How many Nicki has spot we ain't for sure. But I heard that it's going to be a nice write-up that she did in the magazine. So this has been a year when it came to entertainment. I don't even think Tyler Perry dropped anything this year. You check my notes, but I'm almost certain he did. Congratulations, Perry just had a baby maybe about a month ago or less. So congratulations and him and his girlfriend on that. So, you know, a lot of these guys, man, they're trying to protect the endorsements. They ain't like it used to be with Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown. Sugar Ray Leonard, the list goes on. The guys that was activists, Jesse Owens. Robinson, the list goes on of guys that back at that time, even Arthur Ashe, stood up for equality and peace and protection. This country, equal rights when it came to black people. These guys got Nike contracts, $90 million, Subway commercials, cars, endorsements, deodorant endorsements, underwear endorsements, lotion, back pain medicine endorsements. Ain't too many dudes scared. Ain't too many dudes is going to stand up. Say nothing to risk all that. Okay? Sad, but it's true. It's been a year that race relations in this country has really came to the forefront. And I'm serious when I say this, and we're going to keep on touching on this thing, because now we're living in a generation now where there's so much on the table. The judgment is on the table now. Everybody is putting everybody on the scale. Is you black enough? Is you too black? You ain't got this, so you ain't shit. Everybody is trying to, I'm seeing now where it's like you're measuring people. I got this, you ain't got that. Is it social media? You feel a certain way. And I feel bad when it comes to that, because there's some people out there like myself that work hard for what they have as far as trying to accumulate. See, I look at the whole social networking thing for me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's promotions, free promotions, and also be able to get out there and connect with your friends, family you can't see every day, and you don't have a chance to talk to every day. You do have some people that take advantage of it. That makes it hard. That makes it real hard. Young man, last year, the young man last year, well, actually, earlier this year, Eric Gardner, he was a little bit older than me, lost his life, senseless. Lost his life senseless. Because they said that he did not obey the laws because he was selling cigarettes. Listen, I've been in New York City. You got to get your hustle on, man. If you ain't got it, you got to get your hustle on, man. They killed that man broad daylight. Front of everybody. That's what really blew me away. They killed that man in front of everybody for the world to see it. They played it over and over and over again. Like the question has been asked, are African American men being sought after? What's the problem? We hunted? Are we the prey? Problem. So everybody, y'all go out there and enjoy yourself tonight. Rest in peace to young man Mike Brown. Didn't get a chance to go to college. That really bothered me. Really bothered me. I got nephews younger than him, older than him. Got a few nephews, a couple nephews older than him, got nephews younger than him. Young man lost his life. Senseless. So everybody, man, listen, I'm not going to keep on talking. And I want this to be a celebration as life goes on for tonight and for the next day and next day after that, as Lord keep on blessing you to be here. So let's get into the main topic real quick. is, if you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? What would you do? Like I said earlier, if you're just joining me, I couldn't have not at all talked about this topic when I was in my early 30s, late 20s, mid-20s, in my early 40s. So I could talk about it now. I'm okay with it now. What about you? So I'm going to test you out. Honestly, off top, I can tell you what I probably would do. The first thing would be to tell my family I love them. Everybody that I had the chance to tell that I love them. Why I love them? Person that I had a chance to do. And I would make sure that I get to some very important people to let them know how I feel. Like they say, give your people their flowers while they're here. Because once they're gone, it's a done deal. You know what I mean? So let your people know how you feel. I would tell my family how I love them, why I love them. I would probably have my favorite meal. I really got a favorite meal, but maybe nice seafood platter. Shrimp, lobster, fried gator. Nice fish, salmon. I will get full. Probably watch one of a few of my favorite movies. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Stir Crazy. Life. Bad Boys. Martin Lawrence. Will Smith, also the first Bad Boy. Sean Penn, that's a lot, 24 hours. So I might have to probably stick to one or two movies. Have sex with somebody that I always wanted to. Or somebody I had before and just wanted to again, or the person that I was with. So you think about it. If you had a chance with one person, man, choose your woman, one person. Think about it. Jot it down. Now, who would you have sex with? Ladies, think about it. That one dude, he could be whoever. He has to abide by it. Tell him you're going to die in 24 hours, he's going to give you some sex. So, sports game, I probably will want to watch one of the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowls of the late 70s, 90s. You got to enjoy life, man. Because if you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? How would you prepare that? Just think about that. How would you prepare yourself? Would you pick out your own casket? Pick out your own clothes? Write your own obituary? Pick out their own dinner for people to eat at? Would you roll a blunt for your peoples? Leave a note? Tell them this is for them, then that's some scary stuff. That's why life is important, to live your life, because you don't know at a point that it can be taken away from you. There's no warning at times, unless you've just been sick and you just know that you're going at any minute during your fight, during your short battle or your long battle with this illness. We all wish to a point that life was like that. Where we can just go, do what we want, and then be like, yo, you gonna die in 24 hours. Prepare yourself. That shit's not happening. That's not true. That's not how life is. So if you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? Just think about it. Do you want to be surrounded around friends or family? Or do you want to be surrounded around some dreams that you didn't pursue? You land in the bed and you think of those as fans or friends or family, but you really look at them and in some dreams, and it's actually you not pursuing what you set out to do, what you set out to be. Because you either procrastinated, didn't do it, or you just gave up. Ask yourself, what would you do? This is something. So live your life, man. If there's any young guys listening, man, don't rush it. Ain't nothing promised. But don't rush to go on the ground. Don't rush to go to jail. Don't do it. Don't be a fool for the system. Live your life. If you like a sports team, football, basketball, baseball, go out to the games. Fly out with your friends. Fly out by yourself. Fly out with your girlfriend. Fly out with your family. Get a hotel room. Get a rental car. Get a cab. Get to the facility. Buy some gear. Live your life, man. I tell my daughter all that all the time. Live your life. See things. Be something in life. So when you leave, people won't be so upset. Well, they're going to be upset. But what I'm saying is that you didn't pursue your dreams. Live your life, man. Be something. Big Jazz said, be something. I didn't get into radio until I was 39 years old. A little upset with myself after I found out that I enjoyed it. Only, I thought lately, I said, only if I would have been in radio back in my 20s. Did I say that right? I say that right. But what about if I wasn't ready for it? I want to know, because I didn't think about it the way I thought at 39. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about things same at 29. Real shit. Live your life, man. Ask yourself that sometimes. If I had 24 hours to live, what would I do? Now, if you live a full life and have fun and was responsible and still have fun educating yourself, then your 24 hours can be peace and joy without no sickness. You can basically just pick and choose and not rush through 24 hours. You just take your time in the next 24 hours. But not. You have to live your life so you won't be rushed in those last 24 hours. I'm dead serious. I still got a lot of life to live. A lot of things I didn't do in my 30s. A lot of things I didn't do in my 20s. I think about it now. I know I can't do all the things I wanted to do in my 20s and in my 30s because life is different now. Choices, responsibility is different now compared to then. So sometimes shit changes. Live your life, man. Just ask yourself at times. You got 24 hours to live. Who would you screw? Talk to? What would you eat? What would you do? So check this out, man. Listen, 2014 is in almost in around the country, mostly the world. It's already 2015. But in the United States, we're about 3 hours away from 2015, y'all. Okay. Let's try new things. One in the next year. You want to lose weight? Do it. Try it. You want to go on back to school, educate yourself? Do it. Found out this year you cannot let anybody, you can't let nobody in on what your plans is going to be unless they're very sincere, unless they're your parents or something, your significant other maybe, maybe a sibling. Shit, they get jealous too. You got to live your life. Something you want to do 2015 that you didn't do in 2014, that you set out to do in 2013, you thought about it in 2012. Get to it. So this is Matt Big Jazz, bringing it to the table on Blog Talk Radio. In 2015, my new show schedule is for this show right here, Bring It to the Table with Big Jazz, will be every Friday. Every Friday at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Every Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. and the second Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. So that's the second Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. on Bring It to the Table. The Jazzy Light Radio Show will be every Thursday on WGR.biz from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's on www.wugr.biz. That's at 7 p.m. with your man Big Jazz, Jay Lene, K Black, and our monthly sex educator, Mrs. Erica M. Butler. Real quick, last year, well, this past year, we started the production of The Dynasty, the movie The Dynasty. Shut down production. Had some other projects to do. I didn't shut down production to cancel the movie. I shut down production to get the chemistry and get a lot of the things together, okay? So, we will be going into 2015. We'll be going back into production, low-key production as far as with some cast members from the original push of the production and casting. Look out for that. Also, look out for this very special show coming up in March. The Jazz Light Music Group and a couple other companies will be involved in. I will bring that to you. It's official, but it's not official for me to speak upon it. Look out for that. Also, look out for the Jazzy Lady Wear fashion line in 2015. So we got a little bit more that will be dropping, but I just wanted to give you a brief synopsis of what's going on with the shows. And all our fault in Crunk Fest 4 will be going down August the 7th. That's August the 7th at Scully's Diner. We did it big in 2014. And we're bringing it back, of course, in 2015. This is your man, Big Jazz. Real quick, I would like to give a shout out to some folks that has been working hard, has some good people that I rock with. Start off with the Jazz Light Radio Show with Jay Lanae. Shout out to her. She is a part of the Dynasty. She's part of the Jazz Light Music Group. She's part of the Jazzy Life Radio Show, the part of Jazzy Life family, and a part of the Dynasty. She's a model. She's an actress, folks model. And she just got engaged to be married. Shout out to her, homegirl. Camille, so dope. Did her thing this year, big old company, music, publishing. She cooked. She had a brand new, she had her book release party this year, repackaged. Brand new album, Wallflower. Shout out to Camille. Shout out to Kay Black, doing her thing. Shout out to Eric and Butler. Shout out to my man Corporate and my brother down at Ruger, hold it down for us. Just came out from California doing this thing. Shout out to The Truth. Shout out to everybody on The Truth. Shout out to Girlfriend Talk Radio. I mean, Girlfriend Talk Magazine that held it down this year for a lot of people in the underground and even in the mainstream. And she also did two articles on your boy. Shout out to Janice Girlfriend Talk. Shout out to my man Gaucher at On The Truth at 2196.com. It's 2196.com, 2196 Productions. He's doing this thing for the underground. Got a big project coming up. Music is my life. I told you so. So he did this thing. This would be the third or fourth installation on this package. Shout out to Boss Lane and everything that she do. And she's on The Truth every Monday. And just shout out to my family. Shout out to Terry. Shout out to Justin for doing their thing with Black Street. Shout out to my family for holding it down, for supporting me. And shout out to everybody that's just been positive in my life. Shout out to my daughter, Nation. Shout out to my friends, my family. Shout out to Valerie. Shout out to C Dub. Shout out to everybody, man. Check this out, man. I will talk to y'all on Friday, 7 p.m. Y'all have a safe night tonight. Do y'all thing, OSU. Kick Alabama's ass. Peace. I'll bring it to the table. Peace.